We're talking now with our Oklahoma Attorney General, Mike Hunter. Mr. Attorney General, give me a little bit of background of why you and your fellow attorney generals have decided to challenge California over Prop 12.
Well, I'm not sure what's in the water out in California, but what the state continues to do to oppress folks who are trying to make a living farming and ranching and feed the rest of the country is just bewildering to me. But the animal confinement regulations that Prop 12 is imposing on people that are again trying to raise livestock for feeding the country, feeding the world. What we tried to do as attorneys general is use the legal system and the Commerce Clause to try to head this stuff off. So regardless of where pigs or cattle or sheep are being raised, where chickens are being housed, these confinement regulations that they're imposing, wherever, again, you are, where your animals are being raised, it's just impossible for that to be a rule that can limit the stream of commerce from other states. So we've gone to court. We're hopeful of a decision that, again, is respectful of the Commerce Clause and the ability of commerce to flow in and out of states without silly rules like Prop 12 inhibiting farmers and ranchers from, again, being able to feed the world and make a living. So being raised on a wheat and cattle farm up in Garfield County, it's something I grew up with, and it is hard enough to try to make a living farming and ranching without this kind of nonsense being imposed on our state's farmers and ranchers. So that's what this is all about. Really pleased to have attorneys general from around the country joining in this brief, and we're just optimistic we can get this turned around. And again, really thankful for the other AGs looking out for their farmers and ranchers around the country.
I take it, you know, you indicated that this is clearly unconstitutional. In your mind, it's clearly all about the Commerce Clause, correct?
Yeah, states cannot impose regulations that interfere with the flow of commerce from outside their state. You know, they can do things that regulate commercial activity within their borders, but when you start again imposing regulations, particularly regulations like this that don't make any sense on foodstuffs that are going into your state, we're confident that it's illegal activity, that it's unconstitutional activity. We just need a court to agree with us.
At this point, you obviously, this is a pretty good coalition, really a good group of mostly middle of the country attorney generals that you're a part of. This is obviously kind of been unfolding for a while. What sort of a time frame do you think before we might get some indication that we might get some traction on this?
Well, hopefully within the next year. I mean, that's my optimistic view of things. You know, we have dealt with all sorts of nonsense emanating from California here in the state. They had an insurance commissioner who was going to essentially sanction insurance companies in California who are investing in energy companies. We've actually had to confront California with their hatchery regulations back in 2017, similar situation, filing a brief in support of the North American Meat Institute. So, you know, I wish that this wasn't something that we had to do, but when we've got another state that is essentially threatening our economy, I'm not doing my job if I'm not an advocate for and doing my best to protect the state's economy. And so that's, I guess, my magnetic north with regard to, again, some of the nonsense that we see out of California. And we got to take it seriously. It's affecting, again, our ability, our farmers and ranchers' ability to make a living.
Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter, along with several attorney generals in the middle part of the country, challenging California's Prop 12. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.